My name's Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Eddie, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
I'm Brett, and I play Spence, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
I'm Jen, and I play Rainy, and she is just a weirdo.
Anyway, Theo is going to drive to Spence's place.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that in a Theo voice.
Theo manages to drive through town rather skillfully for someone who's never driven before. Although not like...
Amazing.
Not skillfully like an adult, but skillfully like a child who's played racing games in an arcade and takes corners way too hard and bumps up on hopped curbs and stuff.
Here's your place, Spence.
Is mom's car there?
His mom's home.
Shit,
Lucas says.
Oh, fuck.
It was nice knowing you.
Well, I can run out and make a real big noise and have her run out the back, and then you can climb in through a window, or... Wilhelm, what should we do?
Yeah, you all forgot Wilhelm was there. No, he came with us. He's in the back. He's chewing on Aaron's shirt. He was screaming the whole time the thing was going in the wrong direction, by the way.
This will be okay. Don't let me out here. Go further down the block.
Okay. Theo goes further down the block.
Theo has successfully navigated down the block.
Hell yeah.
What are you gonna do? Hitchhike? Are you leaving town?
That might be for the best. You'd have to leave town because then your mom can't chase you because it's her jurisdiction.
Yeah, but she'd just find me anyway. It's cool.
Well, see you at the end of summer, I guess. We'll come back for you.
Hey, I am glad everybody lived. See you, losers.
He says,
just dive out the window.
And then he opens the door and gets out.
You're a loser, you dork.
He just laughs and closes the door. So yeah, so he goes and he sneaks over to his house. He doesn't go out front. He's kind of go around the back of the neighbor's house and the back of his house. I hope there's not too many fences in the way.
He's going to have to jump him, and he jumps one of them.
There's a couple of fences.
He jumps one of them, and there's two ladies sunbathing in the
sunbathing
evening.
Sunbathing in the evening?
In the evening night. In the evening, the dying
it's
The sun is biggest in the evening, so it makes sense.
It's where his weird goth lesbian neighbors.
My what now?
Yeah, can we... I'm intrigued. Can the campaign be about this now?
I don't know if I'm going to be jumping any fences.
He comes back and
introduces
himself.
I do have a shovel. I'll dig under.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah. Go for whatever you think. I'm sure it'll all work out.
How about I use my shovel to pry off some nails and slip between the boards?
Sure. That's wanton property destruction won't be a problem at all.
Yeah, we'll add it to the list.
Well, it's quaint when you're a child.
Yeah.
It's cute, because he's short, so it's okay.
I should... Ride this while I can.
Oh, you little minor property damager.
It's true. I am a minor and a property damager. What am I rolling here?
You went somewhere with that.
Roll a force.
All right. One die. All right. Oof. That was almost. It danced on the six.
Right.
It was a luck point.
Yeah. You got three of those.
Yeah. Let's burn through them all.
Nope. You can only use one.
Let's burn through all one of them.
Oh, you can?
You can only use one.
One per check.
Oh, that's a one.
Oh, one per check.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Just one per check.
Do you want to push the roll?
Oh, no.
I think that would be an awful idea.
You have to decide on the condition that you would be gambling on.
This is an awful lot just for Spence to get over some fences by himself to sneak into his
home. Yeah, I'm just going to walk around the fence and sneak into my own yard. All right, so I'm in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I pick up a small rock.
Okay.
I throw it at an upstairs window.
It is thrown.
Cool.
It sails through the air with the greatest of ease.
Neat.
It crashes through a window.
Not what I was going for.
Oh, it hits a window slightly.
good. And hopefully, my sister is both home and in her room.
Your sister.
Your what?
My sister.
Evens or odds?
Odds.
Your sister is home. She's spying on the goth lesbians next door.
She's got her binoculars that she stole from your room out.
They're not doing anything dirty. They're just in the backyard, like, planting some flowers. Oh. And she's just like, I wish I had that.
I thought they were moon tanning.
No. No, that's what he said.
Oh.
Your sister's home.
Yeah, well, I threw a rock. Does she react, or...
Spence, what are you doing out of your room?
It's a long story. Help me get back in it.
What's in it for me?
What do you want?
She thinks long and hard about this.
I'm not going to help you spy on the neighbors again.
Well, it's canon now.
Works.
I'm curious how you help her spy on the neighbors. Like, the neighbors are just going to be like, oh, there's that neighbor boy. Nothing suspicious about him watching goth lesbians.
I'm standing there with my camera.
It's like, just hold each other's hands. Nothing inappropriate. I want 2 weeks of your allowance.
2 weeks? It's summer. Come on.
1 week, and you cover for me 2 times when I sneak out.
Okay, deal.
She says, okay, back door, 30 seconds.
Got it.
You don't hear anything for a moment. And then all of a sudden...
What is your sister's name?
Oh, good question. Her name is Eleanor, but she goes by Nora.
So the back door opens up and Nora is there. Hurry, Mom won't be distracted for long.
I duck in. What did you do?
She says.
She set her bed on fire.
Again.
That's only gonna work so many times, Nora.
She's gonna know.
She tells you that she told Mom that she saw some kids driving down the street.
Oh, shit. Oh no.
Spence is like,
Spence is like, well, shit, it's not me.
Spence goes, oh, fudge. But he didn't say fudge. Spence stares at her for a second. You did what?
And she says, what? It's not like anybody actually is doing that.
Meanwhile, she's busting outside with her gun, and Luke's like, oh, Jesus, it's the cop!
Your mom ran outside with a gun. First thing she did was just start shooting at the car.
Bang, 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 bang.
She's dual wielding.
Oh, God. Nora, that's... My friends are doing that right now.
She looks at you incredulous and says, the one time that I... use that lie and your friends are actually doing it?
Yes!
3 weeks allowance.
What? Oh, shit. Fine.
She says, go upstairs. You look like you're about to shit yourself.
Fuck you. Love you.
She tussles your hair and she says, love you too, shit stain.
I feel better.
Aw, you can remove one of your conditions now.
Okay.
Isn't she one of your confidants?
She is. She's an anchor.
Yeah, so there you go. So listeners, even though we have not been doing it at all because we're playing a barely even light version of this.
It's more a radio play than it is.
First of all, we're still waiting for our Wendy's money before we really do a serious version of this, so...
But
that'll be topical in a month when this comes out.
Your character has something called an anchor, and when your character is suffering a condition, which is a -1 die penalty, your character can go spend some time with the anchor, as Spence has just done,
and they'll remove a condition from you. So there you go. That's a thing.
I mean, the condition is he's still sick and having hallucinations.
Oh, well, yeah, but he's no longer down a die roll. He's down one less die roll.
Are they hallucinations, though?
I don't know. Are they? You tell me.
Why don't you tell me?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you go to your room and you turn on your TV?
Yeah.
It's Ferris Bueller's playing on TV. I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, my God. Of course, we didn't establish earlier that I had that vision, but still, pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. And then you fall asleep while you're watching the TV, and you have another vision, but it's set in the distant future.
That's called a goddamn dream.
In the distant future.
Matt, -1 experience point.
where Spence is now sheriff of Enigma.
Whoa.
But Spence has inherited the sheriff's curse, where he gets crazier and crazier for justice.
Oh, shit.
Starts sticking his gun in his kid's mouth.
Starts eating with his mouth open, going, nom, 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 nom.
But no, really.
Oh, no, that really happens.
Oh, shit.
Spence sleeps fitfully.
Fitfully?
Full of fits.
Oh.
So, where do you guys need to go?
I can just go... Oh, my bike's here. You think we can break into the sheriff's car?
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Lucas, I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah?
I think we can do that some fucking other time.
Yeah,
I don't say this often, but I kind of want to go home.
Yeah, I suppose you'll give him back. Yeah, just drop me off at home, I guess.
All right. Thea will drop off Rainey and Lucas in whatever order makes the most sense. I guess we can, like, roll or whatever. Because they might want to have...
It's scenes. Probably going to be Rainy first if she lives in town, yeah, because Lucas lives out of the farm.
Quick question. Aaron, still in the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Ditch him at the theater.
Dump him out and drive.
All right, Theo's going to drop Rainy off at her place. I think this is your place, Rainy. Wow, this is less weird than I thought.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Takes a deep breath and kind of sits there for a minute.
What kind of house did they pull in front of?
Oh, shit. Well, it's two-story.
Okay.
Not weird. We established that.
Yeah.
Has actual dormers that double windows that open up. That's why Rainy will sometimes go out and sit on the roof. It has gray siding with white trim.
Mm-hmm.
It has a relatively small front porch and a fenced-in backyard. It does have some trees in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And given the time of day, and was this a weekday?
Yes.
This is the summer. You've lost all concept of weekday and weekends.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm assuming her parents' cars are in the driveway. Well, there's a garage, but it's full of stuff, so. Can't actually park in the garage.
Typical.
I agree.
So she sits in the Bronco for a minute. Okay. Hopefully, my parents will let me still come out of the house.
Yeah, I think we're all gonna be in hot water, or at least you guys might be.
Bye.
See ya, Rainy.
Bye, Rainy.
It was...
Sorry about your nose.
It was nice hanging out, I guess.
Glad you're not dead.
Yeah, me too.
Make sure to at least take Aaron and his car back to the theater.
Sure.
He's still breathing, right?
Wilhelm, is he okay back there? Okay, good.
So, Rainy will get out of the car and go up to your front door and open it and walk on inside.
Gutsy.
Inside, your parents hear the door close. You hear them say, "Sweetie, you're just in time for dinner. Your mother made your favorite."
So, it would be fish sticks. Velveeta shells and cheese.
Oh man, They are crisp and flaky with crumbs. And, they are paired with a nice, creamy, thick side of Velveeta mac and cheese, shells and cheese. Velveeta shells and cheese are on your plate along with your favorite crispy fish sticks.
So, Rainey was trying to kind of hurry past the kitchen entryway and then stops when she gets to the base of the stairs and kind of turns a little bit to look at the kitchen entryway.
Neither of your parents are in the kitchen entryway.
Okay. Oh, that sounds really good, but I'm not super hungry right now.
You hear your mother go, "But sweetie, it's your favorite."
And Rainey kind of mouths the word shit, and her stomach kind of goes.
And your father says, "I heard that, young lady.
How dare you growl your stomach at me?"
I have dad hearing, you know.
Rainey feels like there's no real way out of this, so she kind of hangs her head down and sort of shuffles into the kitchen and walks over to where the table is and where her plate is and sits down.
Your mom is finishing up the dinner and she's listening to the news, and your dad is at the table and he says, "Sweet merciful God, what happened to you, honey?" Your mom turns around and she drops her spatula and screams out, lets out a shriek, not unlike that of Wilhelm's.
Or I thought it was going to be like Rainey's. Yeah. Because that's where Rainey gets it from.
Oh, yeah. She lets out a Rainey scream and runs over and hugs you and says, "Who hurt my precious baby girl?"
Oh. it's not that big of a deal. She's kind of pulling away from her mom.
She hugs tighter and does not let you out of her grip and says, "It is a big deal, sweetie. If someone is bullying you, you need to let us know."
No, we were riding bikes and we were trying to do some tricks and I fell.
Your mother says, "Oh, sweetie." And she strokes your hair and she says, "You go to the bathroom and get cleaned up. I'll be in there in a second." She finishes fixing up the plates and she follows you in the bathroom to help you clean up and
Rainey's got blood all over her.
And fix your nose up a little and
don't squeeze it.
So she helps you set your nose, although it's very painful.
Mom's hardcore.
Yeah.
I
thought she was
going
to take you to a doctor.
Me too.
Mom. Is your mom a doctor?
I think Rainey passes out.
What does your mom do for a living?
She's not a doctor.
What does she do for a living?
Is she a nurse?
No.
Or they got menial office jobs.
Yeah. They commute and they have menial office jobs that they commute to out of Enigma. Okay, well, Rainey passes out if her mom's trying to set her nose.
She carries you to bed and she reads you a story.
I didn't get any of those fish sticks.
So, out of curiosity, what's Rainey's anchor?
Rainey's anchor is currently missing. It's their family dog, Patches, who is a black and white border collie mix. And Rainey would tell Patches all of her secrets and about her day and all of the stuff. And now Patches is missing.
That's an extra risky strategy.
So, no.
No, really, that's an extra risky strategy to have your anchor missing.
That's true.
So I know that I boasted about knowing everything about everyone's characters, and I knew that her dog was missing, but I did not know her dog was her anchor.
Yeah, can you do that, actually?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's your problem.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Well, I think the thing is, you says, also physically wouldn't have a way to remove conditions from yourself if your anchor is not present.
That is her anchor. She doesn't have anybody else in her life.
Well, she's
she's got to find a new one.
She's got her mom.
That's her hero's journey.
Well, that's why she was trying to get a goat from Yeah, Mr. Thousand Goats over here.
why won't you let her have an emotional support animal?
They're all mine, and I have a lot of emotions.
Most of them are rage.
Jen, I will allow it to. I will allow it as the DM if that is what you want.
Yeah.
It is what I want.
Then I will allow that to you.
Maybe.
Let us.
Well, I was going to say, maybe you've got a nice picture of a dog you still talk to, and you're like, don't worry, we're going to find you. Here's what happened.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
All right, I'll accept that.
She's got like a plush that looks like the dog. Or something like that.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
But anyway, currently she's passed out because somebody tried to amateur set her nose.
But she's home safe.
Yes.
All right, Lucas, you want to go home?
Yeah, Lucas just goes home and trudge into the barn with Wilhelm, and he's going to set the film reels down. Because he couldn't steal the projector because it was too heavy. But they did establish earlier that they were stealing the film reels.
Okay.
So he's going to set the film reels next to the Muppet-Omicron, which is next to the...
Pod?
Yeah, from the pot, the jar of pot that they bought.
We found Bigfoot, and all we got to show for it was marijuana.
Yeah, so we just have a quaint mason jar, and it's like, this used to have pot in it.
If you open it up, you can still smell that dank kush in there.
Maybe we should go visit Munchie.
I got $2. Sylvia gave me $2.
She has 13 cents. I'm sure they can get a leaf.
Hey, Munchie, what can we get with $2.13?
Yeah, I'm going to need you guys to spot me for the next 3 weeks.
I like how Lucas is slowly collecting paraphernalia from all of our adventures.
I think it's kind of
it's our clubhouse.
Yeah. I think it's kind of it's the hideaway.
Yeah, well, or the hideout. It's like Lucas is like, he keeps it up. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anything else for Lucas?
Not really. He just makes sure everything's kind of in order, and then he collapses into the bale of hay that he set up to be as his hideout bed. And Wilhelm comes trotting over and like curls up next to him because they're best buddies.
And then Wilhelm starts eating some of the...
He chews on some of the bed. I mean, and Lucas is like, March. No, Wilhelm, we're... Go ahead. You did good.
This... Wilhelm, not the Muppet-Omicron.
Aaron. You useless piece of shit. Are you awake?
There's no response.
Then I was like, Theo has a moment where he's like, do I just leave this guy like in the random ass parking area that's convenient for me to get home? Or do I take him to the theater? Theo takes him to the theater, parks his car in the theater. Is, I guess with the lock, he's able to like keep the keys. He like sort of throws the keys at Aaron where he is in the back, and then he like locks all the doors and then closes it so that he's locked inside his car with his keys.
Yeah.
So Theo will do that. And then he walks home, however far that is. And I think maybe Theo's house is maybe like on a less nice side of town, and it's kind of small, maybe a little dingy. I don't know if anybody's home. Are the lights on?
It doesn't look like the lights are on.
Theo will kind of like be a little relieved that there are no lights on, and he'll get into the house, and he just heads straight for his room, takes off all of his wet clothes, and like just like lets them fall wherever in his innate shared room, and he goes to his bed, finds Nate's cat, Uli John Roth. And we'll just, it's a big, fat calico cat that he'll just immediately grab and hug and, like, lay down in the bed with.
Is that Theo's anchor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and remove one of your conditions, yes.
But yeah, the funny thing with the cat, it was Nate's cat. Mm-hmm. And it's named Uli John Roth because that's the original lead guitarist of the Scorpions. And it was only after he left that they started becoming popular and writing more, like, poppy radio-friendly stuff. Anyway, everyone's at home and with, you know, relaxing.
Everyone's at home, relaxing.